coming at ya from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yep broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 113th installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And with me, as always, is the lovely and talented Miss Dani Catastrophe.
Oh, hello.
And might I add, her hair looks absolutely fantastically ravishing, and you guys are all missing out on the sight to behold. And to my left, Mr. Joe Allen.
Hi, Olin.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
You guys' voices are very loud tonight.
Yeah?
It's because we're boisterous and crispy. Can't beat the crispness. It's a good thing. Anyway, make sure to check us out on our website, theolinezrashow.com. You're probably either listening off of that or tapdetroit.com. Either one works. Make sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Also, call the ever-popular call-in line, 313-449-8500. Tonight, we have a very special guest co-host. He's going to be coming in about 10, 15 minutes. Not only is he on WCSX HD2, he is also the manager of Black Irish, and he is the frontman of his own band, Licks. He also does a ton of other things in and around the community, and that guy is Bob Dancer, and we'll be bringing him in. He's got a new Black Irish track, as well as one of a track from the Licks that we're going to listen to. So, good stuff. I'm excited. He's got a lot to talk about, and it's all very positive.
And if you've never seen Licks before, definitely check out their show calendar. I think they're playing, he just said, the 18th. Actually, which is unfortunately the same night as A Twisted Christmas, so he can't be there. But
it is, but it's a good thing because I believe he said he was opening up for Mitch Ryder.
Yep.
We'll be asking him all about it when he gets in here. There's just a ton to talk about and not enough time to do it. We also are going to be talking about people getting decapitated in chicken factories, amongst other things like racist snowmen, which I'm looking forward to because everybody loves a good old-fashioned racist snowman. I just wish that big baby P were here to comment on it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, make sure to call us 313-449-8500. And K-Hub from Wicked Skull Promotions, unfortunately, tonight is not going to be around answering the phones, but that is okay because Ricky Rocks dragged himself away from his 87-day meth bender, and he has decided to help the Olin Ezra Show and be our special guest phone screener this evening. So shout out to Ricky Rocks from the band Dirty Whiskey. Thanks for the help, buddy. We appreciate it. All right.
And I don't think the meth bender has ended necessarily just because he's here. He's just taking it in studio.
Taking it easy.
So,
maybe he's like
worrying just
taking it down a notch. I don't know. Anyway, 313-449-8500 is the number if you want to call at any time during the show. Also, the Olin Ezra Show Twisted Christmas 2 featuring the Potty Mouth Sissies, the Fake Take, Shockwave, Conniption Fit, the Pills, and our boy Ajax from Purple Hash Productions is coming up in 2 weeks. Tickets are available online right from theolinezrashow.com. Dani has some tickets. Joe has some tickets. Everybody has some tickets. They're very easy to get. You can win some tickets. Do whatever you can to get tickets. We're going to have a sexy Elfette contest. Now, Nick Boyle had commented to me at your birthday
party
the other night that he was interested in being in the sexy elf contest. And I told Nick Boyle, well, I guess it would be sexist to not allow men to participate. However, that means ladies. Nick Boyle is the only man allowed to be permitted to enter the sexy elf contest. So shout out to our boy Nick.
That terrifies me. I am picturing something so scary in my head right now.
I'm not looking forward to it, but you know, we gotta love Nick for the support that he shows. Not only the pills, but the OE show. He's a good supporter
for
of ours.
Sure.
So, yeah, Lance is going to be giving away for the Sexy Elf Contest $100 for a tattoo or piercing if you want to get a taint piercing and or a taint too. $100 should be able to cover it. If you want to get something more, you're going to get a good bonus off of, you know, anything else if you want to get a massive back tat that takes 87 sessions. Because if you're looking for good, high-quality work, you should check out Danny's arm. Lance Keller is the guy to go to. So, ladies, come dressed up as Santa's sexiest elf and win $100. We're having special InkAddict.com Christmas giveaways, Motor City Nephew Christmas giveaways. I talked to Rocky the other night at your birthday, as a matter of fact, and he said that he was thinking about printing up some extra special merchandise. He was excited about it, and we're going to have MG Nader taking all the pictures. K.O. from Wicked Skull is running around ravished, trying to get everything together, but it is going to be an extreme blowout all over the side of your face.
I'm really excited for this show. Just saying.
Now that I finally stopped talking.
And that's all I can say is, I'm excited.
It's going to be terrific. We're going to have monster trucks, we're going to have midgets, and we're going to have plenty of mayhem. Mayhem, mayhem. Yeah. So anyway, without any further BS, oh my God, Joe, what did you get at the liquor store?
Beer of the week.
I got a very, very soothing and classic Miller High Life.
Yeah, this is like the comfort beer of beers.
It is. I've been drinking this a lot lately, and I'm not sure why. It just says, if anyone knows
some comfort, buddy.
Yeah. My life has really kind of not gone down recently, but it's one of those ups and downs things. But the High Life just kind of makes me feel better about myself. At least my beer says High Life on it.
So if you're looking to drown your sorrow, make sure to pick up a Miller High Life. Crisp, clean, and refreshing. Plus, there's a half-naked girl on the moon, and you can't lose. Yeah, right there.
She's not half-naked. That's like a fucking pirate renaissance.
Well, you can see like a quarter of her calf. I was just trying to make it more exciting, and I failed miserably.
She does. She's got a little bit of cleavage going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a line that separates.
She's full-figured. Eloquent.
She's wearing a corset. That's probably why.
I've never noticed that before.
I'd be full-figured with a corset.
You've never noticed the girl on the moon?
Nope.
It's like the Mason symbology.
I'm always cheap blacked out because I've drinking 45 of them.
And that's what's great about this beer is that it's so tasteless that you can crush.
It just goes right on down. And they're like, you can usually find them for $2.
Yep.
Oh, or so at various establishments.
$1.99, $2.40s for four. Two for four for 40s. Good times. Miller High Life. The girl on the moon has, I don't want to say picked me up when I've been down. But she has definitely been easy on my wallet. We have yet to reach to one of Magnanimous's special, like, $850,000 gold-encrusted beers, but
I think the last, like, ever since Joe's been on the show, if you added up the cost from every single six-pack that he's brought in, they still haven't hit Magnano's, like, four packs from Buscemi's.
Hey, Steve, can I have a sip of your drink?
I don't know about that.
How much did you want? I was saving that for later.
Oh, really? You wanted? It was never, like, a straight-out no. It was always, like, a... You feel so bad for even asking.
Well, I'm sick, and I already licked all the bottles, so it's probably in your best interest to stay away.
We're just playing with Magnanimous as a good guy. I was hoping to hook up Ginger Claws. I can't get Big Baby Santa. I can't get Zaldor Claws. I'm out of ideas. So
speaking of Ginger, real quick, did you know that December 8th is a very, very special day?
I did not.
I think it's, what's the date today? The 5th?
4th or the 5th?
It's the 5th.
It's the 5th today.
December 8th, which is this Wednesday, is National Hug a Ginger Day. And there's four things that happen on this very special day. Number one, you hug a ginger. Number two, they steal your soul. Number three, the ginger becomes normal. And number four, you become a ginger.
Uh-oh.
That is all.
I don't want to hug
a ginger.
Where'd
you find this?
I came across it on Facebook. I saw, like, so-and-so is attending National Hug a Ginger Day. So I clicked on it. I'm like, what's this all about? And then I saw the description of actually what happens during this momentous day.
Oh, no.
So,
well,
if you
I
like
guess
your
tree's
soul,
happy.
I guess... Yes.
Good friend of the show, Tree.
Yes.
Absolutely. You can hear them on a way old episode, and unfortunately, I saw way more of Tree than I ever bargained for.
I'm locking in my apartment on Wednesday, then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a ginger.
If you like your soul, then don't leave your house or do not hug a ginger.
Terrific.
If I see one, I'm just going to fucking run. Run.
If you're running, make sure to run to the radio dial and check out 88.3 WXOU and listen to two very fabulous friends of the show, Phil Kukawinski and David McDonald, holding it down every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Static Noise. You can also download them. Just Google Static Noise, WXOU, and the first hit is their Podomatic or Podcast Blaster site or whatever it is. But you can catch all the episodes of Static Noise. Just Google it, bitches. So, like I had said, we have Bob Dancer here, and we're going to get into a couple of tracks before we bring him in. We just wanted to make sure that we harped on the Twisted Christmas show. There is no reason that you guys should not be at this fantastic, fantastic show. And if you got to check out Bob and Mitch at the show, make sure afterwards to come to the Twisted Christmas show, because we are giving away free shit. Some of the things you cannot even comprehend. All I'm going to say is, Danny, why is Kenny's Juicy Twist in your hand? And that's all I have to say, and that's the only details I can get into. We are going to get into two tracks, though, really quick. The first one is called Time to Kill, and this is, or I'm sorry, excuse me, Time Will Tell, How Dare I, by Black Irish. The second one is Crazy Loser by Licks.
ever wanted just to win your life? Have you ever wanted to get out and just run away? Never come back again, my friend. Well, I'm going to stay. And you're losing all your dreams, and everything, including your friends, just went down the drain. Nobody seemed to understand me. Say I'm crazy, a loser, or a junkie. Have you ever been lied to by all your so-called friends? Will cried all night and your pain just wouldn't end. Have you ever been down and out in a place called Hollywood? Well, a bad old man and they all smoke crack and they all say they're good. Well, I don't know and I don't understand and I don't give a damn. Can't you see what you're doing to me and all this shit? So say that I'll be okay, man, I'm losing hope. What do you do when you're singing the blues and you're losing all your dreams? Nobody seemed to understand me. Say I'm crazy and a loser or a junkie. Junkie.
Cha. Yeah. That was Licks, and in the studio with us, we have Bob Dancer.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
Good, man. Thanks for coming out to the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and how is that pizza?
It's excellent. I mean, awesome. It's cold. Did you make it yourself?
You know what? Somebody once told me that you'd be doing right if you had, now, pardon me, I have a lady in the room, but pardon me,
kind
Dan.
Of.
Right, but you're cool. Somebody once told me that cold pussy and warm beer would be the very best thing you could ever have. But I'm of the agreeance that cold pizza and cold, what is that, Miller?
Oh, yeah.
The High Life. Is that the beer of the week?
This is yep. The beer of the week with the
I
girl
love it.
On the moon.
Wouldn't warm pussy be better? Just saying.
You know it is. Just saying. I like that.
Just saying.
Come on, I'm just like saying. That. I'm just saying. Anyway, Bob has been generous enough to donate $50 worth of Jets pizza gift cards to the Olin Ezra Show Twisted Christmas 2. So second and third place, second place is going to receive $30 worth of gift cards. Third place is going to receive $20 worth of gift cards for the Sexy Elf Contest from Jets Pizza. So get yourself some Jets bread, some Jets pizza. This is awesome, and this is good at any Jets pizza location.
We're upping the ante on the contest a little bit.
Upping it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome.
No, my pleasure. I'm sorry that I'm not going to be there and be a part of the show in physical sense, but in spiritual sense, you know I'm with you.
There is a piece.
You guys rock.
There is a piece of Bob in every single one of these gift cards. So
that disturbs me. Just saying. Just saying.
And it should.
Any Bob, well, you're doing a show with Mitch Ryder that night.
Yes. The call came in. Mitch Ryder was playing, headlining this special Christmas show at the Token Lounge. I'm realizing a lifelong dream to be able to open for Mitch, and it was a day before you guys called me, for K-Hub called me. And
I ditch me for Mitch, too, I'm just saying.
You know, but here's the great thing about our city and about these two shows. The show we're doing is on the far west side. The show you're doing is on the far east side.
Right.
And if all of our listeners got off their asses and went to each show, then both shows would more than sell out. And
absolutely.
There's way more than enough listeners out there. Get off the couch, people. Get
Put down
off
the, Doritos.
The couch.
Bob Dancer has spoken.
Yes.
God damn it. Just saying.
Please. You know.
So, well, now talk a little bit about how you got to know Mitch and, you know, was given the opportunity to open.
Well, actually, I didn't know Mitch at all before the show, but it's I'm very good friends with John Anton from The Token, the owners. You guys know well because you've put shows on there, and they've done well there. John's an old friend of mine from back in the Leather Gypsy days, which was my band that I was in when I was young. And John happened to buy Blondies. I'm going to tell you this story. Go on a sidebar real quick. John bought Blondies from Roosevelt, okay? And he was 20 years old. His father bought him the bar. And, John, I hope you're out there listening to this. It's a great story. John absolutely loved the Leather Gypsies because we brought all the girls to his bar because bands like Seduce brought all the dudes. And Seduce is playing December 11th, by the way, at the Token. But with that being said, we brought all the girls, and little did John know that they were underage. And until he was out back with one having his way one night, shall we say, Your Honor, you know, everybody will remain not guilty right here. But with that being said, he realized what we were all about. So we've been really good friends, and since then, obviously, I would be good friends with me, too, based on his history that, well, the name shall remain nameless, you know, to protect the innocent or the guilty.
you told me a very important detail of that story that you're leaving out right now.
Well, that was in
laughing.
The hallway.
I know.
That's the best part of the story, and it will remain secret.
Thank you.
But it's a doozy.
So John called me for Mitch Ryder. Said, hey, Mitch Ryder's coming. And Rodney Campbell, who's the previous owner of the Token, who puts about four or five shows on a year there. You know, Rodney really likes our band Licks. So, it comes with a stipulation. We're selling tickets to the show, much the way you have to sell tickets to your show. Because let's face it, people, it's not free to do this type of stuff. So
absolutely not.
You know, it's not a big deal to pay $10, you know, to go to the Twist at Christmas. Is it
$10? $10.
Yep. $15 at the door?
$10 at the... Ten. Well, it's 10.
It's 10 bucks. But now
with
that's
the ticket.
That's a great deal with all the great bands that are playing, let me tell you. And ours, because of Mitch and his history and, being basically not a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, he's not in there, and that's bullshit, I will say. Okay, I can actually say that on this
yes.
show.
You
I can't
say whatever the fuck you want.
I like that. I can't
like
say it on my show. I can't say it on Deep Tracks, but that's okay. So ours are $17.50, and we're going to be doing a party bus type of thing.
Nice.
Yeah, and all I'm charging for that is $20. So I'm actually going in my pocket to put our band on this bill. I'm bringing in the Motor City Rah-Rahs.
Right.
And they're gonna be doing a pom-pom routine. And for people that don't know them, they're very hot cougar cheerleaders.
Yes.
Consisting of Queen Bee, who's a legend in this town,
yeah.
and gorgeous, I might add, much like you.
Aw.
Yes. Thanks.
Isn't her hair fabulous?
Yes, it is. So Danny looks good. I mean, even after she's played a full set, I've seen her and she looks great. And I'm a train wreck. But we have a kindred spirit also. But back to the rah-rahs. Susie Forkin's in the rah-rahs. She's been around this town and in the rock scene, as well as Wendy Starrs. And then Andrea Edwards, Jim Edwards from the Rockets, his wife. So they're going to be coming out. And then we have a special guest. I can't say who it is, but he works for the radio station. He's going to... that I work at, and he's going to come up and jam with us. And I told Mitch about this. Mitch was excited. I ran into him. I'm not his buddy. I wish I was. But I ran into him at the Fillmore show, the Alto Reed All-Star Evening. I was down there covering it for the station. And Mitch said that, wow, that was cool, and he actually shook my hand. And I was told by a couple of people that was a minor miracle in itself. So
nice.
Yes. Anyway, people, there's a show that night at the Hayloft. It's the Twisted Christmas. Get your asses out there. There's a show on the west side at the Token. Get your asses out there, too. And we'll let's sell both of these shows out and let people know that the rock scene in Detroit is alive and well.
Amen.
You know, it
absolutely
is.
It's alive and flourishing. There's so many good things and positive things that are happening. You can always step out of the way and criticize something for the negatives. There's plenty of negatives to everything. It's life. But if you take the positive change for what it is, there's a sort of spirit and unity that's being formed within the Detroit scene that you can't find anywhere else just yet. It's sort of unique.
Yeah, never, I might add, I don't think you'll ever be able to find it. I've spent some time in Los Angeles. I've spent some time in Orlando, which has produced a few major label artists and a bunch of crappy boy bands, I might add. Thank you. Just saying. But I've spent some time in Nashville. I've spent, Music City. I've spent some time in Memphis and the Duke joints and things like that. And in New Orleans and like that. And Detroit has a soul and a spirit unto itself that will never be equaled anywhere else ever. And this is why you take a Detroit band, and if you can scrape up enough money to get passports and go over to Europe and England, this is why they eat it up. This is why the White Stripes are rich and famous now, why they don't play very much, because they took their act to Europe. Europe gets it, all right? They get what Detroit means to rock and roll in general, and you take Detroit out, and they're, to me, in my mind, rock and roll. I'm not going to say there is no rock and roll, but it's completely altered. And I'm talking everything Detroit, from Motown. Punk was created here. I mean, it's just awesome. And you go see a band like the Pills, let me tell you, they have everything involved, and they're at the Twisted Christmas. I'm so sorry I'm missing that, because you remind me of me had I have been a female. on stage.
I agree. Same thing. I saw you. I'm like, damn. And like I was telling you in the hall, I wasn't ready for the insanity that is you on stage, like in the best possible way. But I was just like, damn, this is a band that I would love to do more shows with, just because you guys have that crazy, you just don't give a fuck on stage. Which
no,
is
we let it all.
Cool.
That's it. We leave it all out on stage, because that might be the last time we ever play. And if there's one piece of advice I can give to basically anybody in earshot of this microphone right now, is that, be the best you can be right now, because we don't know if we got tomorrow. So that's our attitude with Licks when we play, is we just leave it all. It's all out there. Myself and Tony, Art and Tom. I mean, it's, we owe it to, if there's one person or 1,000 people, to give them a good time, because at the end of the day, and you get this, Danny, and I think all of us in this room will agree, at the end of the day, it's not about the players, it's about the people that you're giving it to, because without them, then there's no reason for you. Much the way I say in my business selling pizza,
right,
that to my employees, that the customer is the most important person, because without them, we don't get paychecks. So without the people to enjoy the music really is useless. So,
right.
So, and this is where some people get fucked up in their minds and think that, it's all about me, blah, 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 and whatnot. And, they lose sight of what it's really all about, more than just when you're a kid and, you want to, guys, you want to get some ass, so you become, you get in a band because you're going to get some chicks and you're going to get laid and all that kind of stuff. And it does work. And it does. But once you get older and once you get through the immaturity part of it, that's what it's about,
That's why Olin started his band, right? Olin's Colon. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Olin's Colon.
World famous outside of Detroit, Olin's Colon.
You guys are huge in Europe, aren't you?
Absolutely. Very dirty.
It's very dirty.
Very raw. Very racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic.
Very chafed.
But, yeah, Olin's Colon is, very tender, very, very angry, very bitter.
Very juicy.
Very juicy, and there's a lot of soul. A lot of soul at Olin's Colon.
I like that.
I gotta say, I'm really reassured to know, especially obviously you've been doing this for such a long time, to know that you still understand that, yes, it is about the people that you are playing this music for.
Oh,
you know, I mean, it's like someone like I've even noticed it at shows we do that, I try to remind whoever is there that, we're not on up there to be cool. We're trying to entertain you. You paid $10 to get in, but you didn't see all the hard work we did for free just to get in
here. Exactly.
It's like we're trying to entertain you, and if we're not doing a good job of entertaining you, then tell us after.
Right. And people should also not lose sight of that fact of the average Joe thinks that music is glamorous when they go to a big show, and they have no clue what goes into a big show. For example, Black Iris just opened for the Rockets last weekend at the Fillmore. And that was some of the hardest work, me as a manager. This is my first foray into that. And we were there at, 3 o'clock, and they played at 8, and it was just nonstop work. And And it's just, it's very unglamorous, the whole side of it.
But it's what you love.
But it's what you love. And that's what one thing that we have in our society and in our culture that we have right is music, because it unites.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
And that's, we have the power to unite people, you know, above who the hell you voted for, because who cares anyway at this point? You know,
no, it's all it's all manipulated garbage.
No,
at
that's
this
that's
point.
What I that's what I mean, and it's sad to say that it still is the greatest country in the world, but you know, it's we're fading fast in some aspects. But we have the power to rise above, and music can do that. And it doesn't matter, you know. There, like I was telling my good friend Shane Sanders, who was on this show a few weeks back, actually filling in for me when I couldn't get the early flight out of L.A., but there is nobody's the best here. It's what you contribute.
Right.
So, and, you know, and this is why a guy who I love dearly, Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band, who I was out in L.A., which is why I missed the show that night, but I sent you Shane.
But Shane was good. He had a great time. I think he got drunk, and it was good.
Well, he's always
good.
Having a great time as long as he's drinking. I mean, that's Shane. But Shane is actually, he's very good. But Peter Wolf, you know, this guy. I mean, you know, he's not singing on the scale from the top to bottom, but he's one of the most awesome performers I know, and he sounds pretty damn good on tape.
Right.
And, you know, we all have something to bring, you know, in the music realm. Us that, whether we're doing a show here or whether you're playing on stage, such as Danny and I do, you know, we all can bring something to the table for the better of all of us.
You said Seduce used to be known for bringing the dudes back in the day. We played this, it was like Woodstock-a-palooza at Blondie's like about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. It was like an all-day concert, and the Pills played way early in the day, but Seduce played, they were like the headliners, and there was this dude there, just the weirdest motherfucker ever. He was wearing like this super tight, like, we call it a Canadian tuxedo, which is like denim from head to toe.
Oh, right, right.
And he had like the Seduce hat. Did I tell you about this?
No, but he was at our show when we opened for Seduce.
You know exactly who he is.
Yes.
Was he wearing a thong underneath? He bent over it, and me and Josh got it from Inky Attic. We're standing there, and I'm like, oh my God, are you seeing what I'm seeing? He's like, yep. It was like this G-string that was like completely like riding up to the middle of his back.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
My goodness.
It was weird. It was a weird time.
Ooh, so Seduce has their own stalker as well.
Yeah, and it's dudes wearing G-strings.
That's not right.
Tuxedo. No.
That is not natural, okay? That is not natural.
It's not made for you. Put it away.
Exactly. It's not rock and roll either.
No.
Exactly.
It's not 84 anymore. Let it go.
Wouldn't that chafe? I'm just saying.
You would think.
think it would chafe. So, well, Bob, you're also on WCSX HD2.
Yeah.
How did you get into that?
All right. Well, I went to Spex Howard back in the late 80s. And then once I was about halfway through it, I started playing in a band. The band was called Mars Needs Women. Great name. And we got it off a Peter Wolf album, by the way.
Did Rob Zombie steal that from you then?
Yes. Yes, he did.
But, that's the name of his new single, right?
Yes, I think so. So, great name for a band, and it was a great band. And so I decided I wanted to try to, like, make my own music as opposed to play other people's music on the radio. Even though I did very well, got a degree, you know, at Spex Howard, graduated, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So interned at Wheels for a while, and that was okay. It was cool. Met a few jocks there. And I've known, like, John O'Leary for years, who's a part-timer at WCSX. And he's also an original air ace back in the days of WABX, WWWW4. Remember that station?
Nope.
Yeah, we all remember, you know, Art Baby and the Riff.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, the original big three was John O'Leary, Steve Costan, and Arthur Penhallow, who all three are dear, close friends of mine now. And I think it's just pretty awesome. To be friends with these guys. Anyway, John, for whatever reason, decided to call me up and say, hey, would you be interested in doing this? There's absolutely no pay in it. And I said I would ride my bike from Novi to the radio station in Royal Oak Township to do it, because it's something I've always wanted to do, and I've always wanted to be a part of CSX since its inception, you know, in like this weird, like, way or whatever. And and it's proof that dreams can come true. You know, just sometimes they might not come the way that you envision them when you first think them up or whatnot. So all the listeners out there, be the best you can be, and good things will happen to you. But you can't give up. You know, that's just it. You can't give up on life. It's a journey. So, you know, you got to keep moving. Because I'll tell you what, 3 years ago, I wasn't the best I could be. I was working on myself at that point. 4 years ago, 5 years ago was when it started. But because I've matured and figured out what the hell I can do and can't do, that's what opened up the door to have a guy like John O'Leary put some trust in me to be able to put me on the HD2 channel. And the show is on Wednesdays at noon. It's called Artist on Record, AOR, which is a play off album-oriented rock, which is what all those three stations that I mentioned from the 70s and the Air Aces, that's what that's about. So what we do is we pick an artist. I haven't picked one yet, and it doesn't matter because, we could pick, I could pick Sammy Davis Jr., and although I don't really like him, I have the listeners think that I absolutely love him. Mm-hmm. So you will see my influence grow as the show matures. I've only been on 4 shows. We featured Traffic with Steve Winwood, who's awesome. He's just awesome. And the best part about that band was the guy playing the flute. And I pointed that out to the listeners. And I think that our chemistry is working. And it's a great show. And there's no format or playlist, which is, it works for me. So I can dig not getting paid because, we have some freedom. But and hopefully that will remain for some time, and hopefully I will remain and not get fired. Go ahead.
You have freedom except for speech because you can't say fuck.
No, we can't say the 7 dirty words. God damn it, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying.
Just saying.
But
we got Jeremy from Indiana on the phone.
Jeremy from Indiana, you're on the Olin Ezra Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Bob? You know who I am, right? This is a Barham Angels dude.
Yeah, what's up, baby? How are you?
Not a lot, man. I just tuned in, and I was wondering if you played that Cranford Nick song you wrote with them.
No, we're going to play it, and it's much like the old New York Dolls, and you'll hear the influence, even though it's an acoustic one. And the song that we actually played, Crazy Loser, was not a lick song, and that's my fault, Olin, so I'm sorry. I didn't get it straight on that. That was a solo thing that I did about 11 years ago that was lyrics that Cranford had wrote the music to, and it was a playoff, I Just Need a Pill. That went on to become that with the Malakas. So that's Yeah. So hopefully you got to hear that. You know, nobody seems to understand me. They say I'm crazy, loser, or a junkie, and I'm none of the above. Well, I'm crazy. We're all crazy, right? So are you, Jay. How's Indiana happening? What's going on?
Oh man, not a whole lot, man. This is pretty much boring out here. Not a whole lot going on.
You know, how are we sounding tonight?
Sound? Sounds great. You know, I just tuned in on the internet here. It sounds good to me.
Awesome. Now, I got a question for you. You just recorded a record, correct?
Tell
our listeners the name of the record.
It's just a self-titled LP, Safety Pin Records, just putting it out, and it should be available in about 2 weeks.
Awesome. Now, did you do a Cranford Nix? Did you put a song, a cover of his on there? I hope.
Actually, we did. That's the only cover that we did on it. We put our cover, Too Many Problems, on there.
What a great song. I'm actually going to play that live to end the show tonight. I've got a Martin 12 string, the same exact guitar that Cranford's dad, that Cranford learned on, or the same kind, I should say. It's not the actual one, but man, does it sound good, and it really sounds good playing that Chuck Berry type punk. So I'm going to close the show with that. But listen, we got to get you out here and play a show with the Pills, because I think the Barroom Angels with the Pills, and that's the show that I want to sing, sit in with you and sing and do basically a set of Cranford stuff. And we'll call that the Nixons, and then you guys play a set of your stuff, and then we get Danny Catastrophe to headline it, the Pills. Why don't we do that? Does that sound great?
That does sound great. Yeah, man. I mean, we've talked about this before, and I really want to do it totally. You know, the last few months have been kind of hectic for us and everything like that. We've been recording a lot, though, but we're done doing that now. But yeah, we'll have to plan on that soon. Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Yeah,
I totally want to do that. Totally cool. Down for it. I love Detroit. It's cool. Take it there. And so for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We'll do it after the first of the year. We've been talking about doing this since we've known each other. And, you know, like I said, the offer still stands. You roll into town. You're staying at my crib, being treated like a rock star. And you just can't overdose, though. But
free jets all week long.
Yeah,
though.
Free jets all week long. You won't be you'll be
overdose on pizza, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Overdose on pizza is quite okay. And then we'll have the after party at my house. But so it'll be a good time.
Great,
so
man.
You down, Danny? Are you down for
this? I'm totally down.
All right, great. Because they're a really cool band. They're endorsed by the Trash Brats, by Brian and Ricky both. And we know what legends those guys are in this town, you know, on the punk rock glam front, right? They're great musicians, local icons, and, you know, they're still out there doing it. They just had a reunion
show. Just came to Smalls.
Yeah, they just had a reunion show, and that was when I missed your show the first time, Olin. My wife was in the hospital, and I missed the Trash Brats.
Excuses.
Now, I know. Do you like it? The world's full of them. So, but it's true, though. That's the truth. But anyway, so we're going to do that, and we're going to play the song Drinking a Lot here in a few, and then I'm gonna actually play a couple of, I'm going to play Too Many Problems later on, and then we're gonna put a lick song in there in the mix somewhere as well. So, yeah, man, thanks for calling in, Jeremy. That's very cool.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, man. You have a good night, dude.
All right, you too.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jeremy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Rock
right.
on, my brother.
It's been a privilege. All right, man. Take care.
All right, later.
Bye.
Cool.
All right.
That was
Jeremy.
Awesome.
Awesome. I wonder what happened. I think, who was that? Chris? Was that the first caller, Chris?
You know who it was? It was Chris Chass, or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm pretty
Damn
sure.
Damn it. I want to talk to him.
Well, you, Chris,
if you're listening,
still out
call
there,
us back.
313-449-8500. 313-449-8500. If you want to talk to Bob, call, talk to Bob, talk to us, talk about anything you want. Open platform here on the Olin Ezra Show. Anything goes, as you already know. So
awesome. I love that.
I love it. We've had a lot of things go. Unfortunately, we have seen things. We've had to be exposed to things.
We've seen things that...
Things have came out of people and onto the floor, and people have had to clean them up after them.
I haven't seen these things yet.
You have...
That was before your era.
I know.
There was,
and
like,
I'm
a solid, like, 6 months where just, like...
Can we do that
the
again?
The guests were, like, just shit got out of control. I saw more male genitalia in this booth. Not like that, but unwanted.
Unwanted.
Like, didn't know it was coming.
Unwarranted.
Unsolicited, unwarranted, unwanted, and it was gross.
Look at me. I can wrap my dick around my arm. Isn't that fantastic? It's great. Look.
What did you have, the Jim Rose side show in here or what? You did every week, a different
well,
act came in.
It started with Pillar of Autumn, who is a fantastic band.
Oh, they're great.
But, however, the bass player, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I've partied with him. He just likes to expose his genitals to everyone he meets.
I don't get those guys. I really don't get it. Like, because they're never the guys that are well-endowed either. They just love their
well,
junk.
Well, you can never tell if they are because it's not like they're like... They just start doing things with their flaccid penis. They're like tying it in a bow and
oh
shit.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Bob.
Doing the helicopter. I'm
nice
a fan
segue,
of that.
Olin. Flaccid penis. All right, Bob.
Speaking
my
of flaccid
pants are
penises.
On. Yeah, my pants are on. People.
I'm just saying. Speaking of that, Dylan, hopefully. Oh, no, there's no music for that. That should be the phrase of the week this week. We haven't had an authentic phrase of the week, and there is a reason for that. It's I wasn't getting enough suggestions from the listeners. I would love to hear what the listeners want us to bring for phrase of the week. What are your favorite phrases? And I don't think I was clear enough, and I didn't have a lot of energy. There's been a lot going on this year. K-Hub with her surgery. It seems like everybody has things piling on top of them that is making life a little bit more harder on them. However, it doesn't mean that, you know, when it rains, it pours, and then that works the same way with good. So once you make it through a rough patch, things get much, much better. So
very quickly, I might add, I'm living proof of that. And I'm a walking billboard for that whole thing because I know how bad a lot of people are suffering in this town.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I know how some people are suffering. A lot of people are suffering health-wise. I lost my brother 2 years ago. My mother's suffering from cancer right now. And it's incurable. And she's pretty much been my sole inspiration in my life. She is the reason why I love Outwardly now, which is great. So I get it, but like Owen said, you know, is your glass half empty or half full? Life is a journey. You know, each day, it's not a destination. So each day can, you know, if you give it a chance, something good will happen. And will, but you gotta first think about it. All right, it all starts in your mind.
Right.
Just like I told my friend that I met in Boston 2 years ago. I met him at a Jay Giles show. I didn't think they were ever gonna play again, so I flew my wife out there for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
What a great what the fuck. Everybody gives roses, right? And they're dead in 4 days. So why not give her something that will last her a lifetime? Right. So I flew her out there, and Jay Giles is one of our all time bands, and we met this guy. And I told him, I go, you know what? I'm going to be on stage with Peter Wolf someday. And he kind of laughed at me. And we're good friends. You know, we've remained friends. I've actually had him, offered him to come stay at my crib in Detroit when Giles came 3 months later, barely knowing this guy, but knowing that, you know, he wasn't a weirdo. And I told him, look, there's no group sex happening here. there's no, we don't swap.
There.
Yeah, just saying.
Just saying.
and whatnot. We're not weirdos. We're a good American family, but, you know, we're modern. You know what I'm saying?
I love that that's the first thing.
We're a good American family with a bong in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Just saying.
Do all the drugs that you possibly can. Just no group sex.
Just no group sex. But actually, no, I don't do drugs. But I'm just saying.
But he can.
But no. And he can. And probably did. But I told him I was going to be on stage with Peter Wolf. And sure enough, when I was out there being in California in October, his tour manager, Peter Wolf's tour manager, said, hey, thank Bob Dancer. He, you know, this guy's come to follow you. He's, you know, been at the last three shows of the tour. You know, he's from Detroit. You know, you've met him several times. He was at our show at Pine Knob when Giles played Pine Knob in August. And so he said, hey, I'd like to thank Mr. Bob Dancer, which actually brought that sound clip, but I don't think we loaded it, so we won't get to hear it. But and so he goes, hey, Bob, stand up. We're like, hey, you know, so I stood up, and then he's like, hey, come on up on the stage and take a bow for driving so many miles.
Nice.
So there's a dream realized. And why was that dream realized? Because it all starts in your mind. And then you need to actually, you know, make things happen to make your dreams come true, you know. But yeah. You got to have realistic goals.
You can manifest any reality that you choose as long as you focus enough energy towards doing it. The show is a solid testament to that because we have been through some ups and downs, some sucker punches, and some kicks in the back of the head when we were down.
And in the ball sack.
There too. And the taint. My very tender taint and my tender anus has had some things inserted into it. With no lube by some very cruel intentioned people that are only out for themselves. Those people know who they are.
Yeah.
And we don't deal with them anymore.
And fuck them.
Absolutely.
And you're here and your spirit and your positive energy shines as well as everybody's in this booth. And it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you again for having me.
It's a pleasure and privilege to have you on the show.
Absolutely.
You know what? This is good for all of us. It's good therapy. It's good, hopefully good therapy for our listeners. Like I said, and like Olin just said, thought manifests reality. So if you can think it can happen.
I got a lot of things.
We got Chris Rock on the phone.
Yes.
Really?
Chris Rock, you're on the Olin Ezra show. What's up, buddy?
Olin Ezra? This is a sports rap? Big Mama, you gave me the wrong number again.
I'm sorry.
No, you shut up.
Well, now don't freak out, buddy.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, you guys rock, man.
We rock.
We here in Hillbilly Militia, we hate the government, Idaho, love what you do.
Wait, you're in Idaho?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Idaho.
Are you by Hayden by any chance?
No, we are way south. That's the north end of the state. We're the south. We're like where they put the Jews when the Jews come.
Oh my goodness.
That's fantastic.
Hayden Lake, that's where all the Mark Furman and all those guys live. They put us down here at the bottom.
You have to keep listening because my taint stain of the week hails from Hayden, Idaho, and it's a pretty good one.
Okay.
So, just saying.
So Chris, this brings me to an important question with you being all the way out in Idaho. How did you hear about the OE show?
The Olin Ezra show? I have my own little radio gig, and so I kind of surf around. Somebody actually pointed me to you. I'm not sure if it was Justin Carls from The Transfer or Debbie from The Pills that turned me on to you guys. But, you know, I have so many friends. Very few of them are bands. Most of them are promoters that are in Detroit. And so one of them hooked us up.
You know, Chris, you know that I'm Danny from The Pills, right?
No, I did not.
Yes. I am also on the OE show. I wear many hats.
I know nothing. I do what people tell me to do. People say this, and so I say it. And love this, and like this, so I do it.
I'm going to need you to wire $250,000 into my bank account. Okay?
Say that again?
I'm going to need you to wire $250,000 into my bank account.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'll just hack into Olin's and switch it around.
That might be a problem.
His credit report is a lot better than his wife says it is.
the unfortunate matter of it, Chris, is if you put out for a loan in my name, or if you try to get anything out of my account, you're going to end up in debt. I'm sorry. I'm just forewarning you.
I'm already there, so we'll both be in debtor's prison together.
Awesome.
Hey, there's also something else that's really cool. I call it Chris Rock's Kids with Guitars. And what we do is we give money to any kind of foundation or group that's doing stuff for kids with music. And right now we're working real heavy with the Louis Tabarini Children's Music Outreach Foundation. And if you guys have been on my Facebook, if you've seen any of my posts, you've seen them on there showing the kids that graduate. What they do is they give musical instruments to underprivileged kids and give them lessons. If they complete the class, then they get to keep the instruments. And we have awesome sponsors like Gibson.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
And Shine Drums, who will give kids instruments as long as they will learn to play them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic.
That is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Chris,
not only do we support new music, but we support the future of it.
That's
you guys are awesome at it.
Thanks.
Thank you. They are wonderful, aren't they? They're cool.
Well, Chris, could you do me a favor and go on to the OlinEzraShow.com Facebook and post a link to that?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Awesome. Yeah, do that. So anyone listening can check out what Chris is talking about right from the OlinEzraShow.com Facebook page.
That's awesome that you guys will do that. The kids just had their first class. In fact, I'm sitting here surrounded with a box cases of Elixir guitar strings that Elixir sent us.
Ooh,
and we're getting ready to send these off to the kids that just graduated the class so that when they got their instruments, they're going to have, we got V-picks, we're going to have all kinds of, they're not going to be just given instruments and let go. They're going to be set up for life with these.
That's top of the line gear right there.
That's
Elixirs
awesome.
Are not cheap.
So we're pretty stoked about it.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Good job.
Well, good. I'm glad, Chris, that you like our message, and I'm glad that you picked us up all the way over in Idaho.
Idaho. Idaho. That's great. How are the potatoes out there? French fries?
Chips?
Why aren't you answering me when I talk? You don't like me.
Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear our guest?
Yeah. Kind of. I got a room full of people right here right now just going, oh my God, he's on somebody else's show instead of people being on his.
Very cool. Very cool. It's all good.
Hey, check this out. Here's another thing we're doing, and your guests might be interested in this. The New Rock FM Radio Takeover, we're going to, every week, starting January 1st, a new band has to be unsigned. A new unsigned band gets to take over our radio station for a day and play their music. promote themselves.
Sounds like Black Irish is heading your way.
So awesome. That was a cool hookup.
Awesome. Well, yeah, Chris, definitely post some links. And, hey, thanks for calling the Olin Ezra Show, man. We appreciate
the
support.
Olin Ezra Show rocks. But me and the Rock Nation are here every Sunday night. And if they're not, then we will defriend them.
You got it.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
awesome.
Chris.
Put a post on the Olin Ezra Facebook site, okay? So that way I can put a post on my Facebook as well.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Spread the love.
All right, check you guys out. Much love.
Take it easy, Chris. We love you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, later.
All right.
That's really cool.
What a supportive guy. I didn't realize he was from Idaho.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't local, but I had no idea he was that far away.
That's awesome. Uh-oh.
Computer's down.
Yeah, computer's down.
Oh, it's back up.
Okay, there we go. And I can find my my train of thought. So, Bob, we're going to move the show along. We got a couple more topics we're going to talk about real quick. And
let's do it.
Feel free to comment on it. But you got anything else you want to plug, anything you want to promote before we...
No, I just want to say people out there in internet land and radio land, you know, make a difference in your life. Do something good for somebody because and you don't have to spend money that you don't have. It can be simple as a smile or maybe a handshake or opening a door for, you know, a lady or an elderly person. And, you know, it is that time of year. So, you know, we can all, if we all just do one little random act of kindness, we can make this world a better place. So,
I think I'm going to go into work tomorrow with a smile on my face.
That, well,
just because of you. It's not going to last a lot. It's not going to last very long.
Well, as long as you start that way, that's all that matters with good intentions.
Right.
That's all that matters. No, I don't smile all the time. Believe me, I do my share of bitching and whatnot. But no, you know, thank you again for having me here. You know, check out Lick sometime. Check out Black Irish. Check out The Pills. Make sure you go to the Twisted Christmas show at the Hayloft. Come on, people. $10. I'm just saying, it's $10, you know, and then for the West Siders that don't want to drive that far because they're worried about drinking or whatnot, head over to the Token the same night.
Right.
And let's sell both these places out and show people that the Rock is alive and well in the Motor City.
That's hell yeah, man.
All right, so what are we talking about?
We got Roxy on the line.
Roxy, you're on the Olin Ezra Show. What's up?
Hey, Olin, what's up, man?
Not too much, buddy. You tell me.
I figure I wanted to kind of promote the new Dirty Whiskey show or the coming New Year's Eve, so I figured the place to call would be this show.
Wait a minute. This is Ricky Rocks.
No way, dude.
What? I'm confused.
Close to Ricky, but not quite the guy.
I'm very... Okay, so Dirty Whiskey.
Where at?
Dirty Whiskey, New Year's Eve at New York, New York. It's in Chesterfield at 23 Mile with the Dirty Americans. We follow them. They go on, I believe, at 12:30. We're on right after them. So tickets are $5 at the door, but we have tickets that we are giving out for free. So if you want a cool free show, see anybody on the band, hit us up on our Facebook or our website, dirtywhiskey.com. So free tickets to a really kick-ass show on New Year's Eve.
And that's very
the new year in a good way.
That's very cool and very rare that you do anything on New Year's Eve for free.
That's awesome.
Anything on New Year's Eve is typically like four times the normal, you know, price of admissions.
For a sip of champagne, a balloon,
right.
And one of those little things you blow that like comes out like, yeah, exactly, those little horns.
Those annoying sons of fucking...
Yeah, Dirty Whiskey on New Year's, you know it's going to be a big party.
Dirty Whiskey and the Dirty Americans for a Dirty New Year's Eve
in the
at
Dirty
New
D.
York, New York.
In the Dirty D.
New York, New York in Chesterfield, 23 Mile. That's where the party's at.
Dirty, dirty, dirty Chesterfield. Yeah. You will make it's Chesterfield
gonna be
dirty.
Some good Detroit rock and roll that night. Got a Conniption Fit there, too, that night.
Oh, wow.
Trigemini, Band with No Name. I believe one or two others, but their name's not coming to my head right now.
34 Bliss, maybe?
Band. Trigemini, great band.
What about 34 Bliss? They're on that gig, I think. Are they playing at the Ritz that night? But Dylan McCarty's the drummer in that band. He's a very good friend of mine. But people, you know who he is. People, get out there. New York, New York, New Year's Eve for the Dirty New Year's Eve.
I think
sounds awesome.
Since it's free, we'll go.
Free show if you talk to Dirty Whiskey.
Awesome. You got it.
Well, Ricky Rocks, the phones, and this is what's confusing me. This is Roxy, but Ricky Rocks is purportedly answering the phones. Is there something I'm missing?
No, nothing. It was just coincidence there, man.
Roxy, what's your last name?
What?
Your name is Roxy what?
Yes, Roxy Starr. Lead vocals.
Roxy Starr.
Roxy Starr.
Starr. I like that.
Uh-huh. I know you.
I know. None of our names are normal. It's hard to remember who everyone is.
So now I know that Ricky Rocks isn't really in the hallway calling.
No, he's still at the seat, I think.
Good.
He should be if he's doing his job.
Better be.
It'd be cool if you married Ricky Rocks, and then your name could be Roxy Rocks.
I like
Just
that.
Just saying.
Is that legal in Michigan?
I hope so. That's what I've been going with.
Roxy Rocks. Well, hey, Roxy, thanks for calling the show, man. We appreciate it. Glad
that. Brown, big fan of the show. Big fan of the show. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime. Just call 313-449-8500. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good New Year, man.
You
Hope
too,
to see
man.
You there.
We will be there. All right.
Sweet.
That was Roxy, the other part of Dirty Whiskey. So, well, anyway, Bob, once again, thank you.
Thank you very much
for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be anywhere. Okay, glad to be anywhere, especially after the shit I put in my body over the years. You know what I mean? I'm right. Just saying, Danny.
Just saying. I feel you 100% on that, because there's been some times where I shouldn't have woken up, but somehow I did. I don't know why, but
you
I
have
did.
Something to fulfill.
That's right. If you want to fulfill something for your ear hole, make sure to check out Origix and DC, good friends of the Ola and Ezra Show. You can check them out at TooRawForFM.com or on WFuckOff.com radio. You can listen to The Zone, Too Raw for FM, on WHFR 89.3, and you can listen to WFuckOff.com. That's streaming psychopathic radio. They got all kinds of hosts on there. And make sure to check out Origix in DC. They're on the third Thursday of every month. In fact, too, all Dilla needs to do is the drop. Give us some Zaldor. Make sure to check out the creepiest postmaster you have ever met, our boy, Mr. Les Zaldor. That's ZALDOR.com. His show comes at you Monday, 7 to 10 on tapdetroit.com. Internet radio, Detroit style. So, Danny, you have a taint stain this week.
Yeah. It's the taint stain, the taint stain. It's Danny's dirty taint stain of the week.
I'm looking at this picture, and we can post this eventually to the
sure.
page, right? Okay, because I'm looking at a picture
Is
of...
Is it anything like star Renee Hoffman May posted
on
my wall?
I can't even talk about that.
She needs to call it and tell me what the fuck that is.
I started crying a little bit when I saw that. That
what
was
that?
Disgusting, dude.
Well, was honestly, it an anus on her forehead?
Honestly, we can't even talk about it. It's right. so gross. Right. So, okay, I'm looking at a picture of a 10-foot-tall snowman that is wearing a KKK hood and holding a noose, which is what somebody...
Perfectly normal.
Yes, completely normal. No big deal. This guy named Mark, who declined to give his last name, he's had a pretty eventful year. Back in July, he was questioned by police because he was posting all sorts of Aryan Nation flags in front of his house. He lives in Idaho. This is the guy I was referring to a couple minutes ago. But so that happened. And then in October, he was apparently handing out bullets on Halloween to kids.
Healthy and safe. No
but,
problems.
But
I'm not seeing any problems.
Right, right. With it's that? Still
Again, perfectly normal.
Right. And even more normal is his explanation. He only gave them out when he ran out of candy.
Aha!
So
you give them a bullet.
Yeah.
Told them to bite with their back teeth on it.
Right. Right.
Just test it out. Make sure it works. That's all. Mm-hmm.
So now this...
Just saying.
This fine young chap has been spreading a little holiday hatred with the a 10-foot-tall, which apparently he built another one, which got destroyed. So now he built a new, a bigger, better one. And this is really creepy.
Bigger, better Nazi snowman.
Look, take a look at it. Isn't that just creepy?
Wait, I need to zoom it. Aha.
This is just a huge,
look at that.
Huge snowman.
Look at that.
This looks like the thing in A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's awful.
It's scary.
That's awful. not see the snowman.
Now,
he's a very big asshole.
I read the
God.
I read the article, and they were saying that the police, when they first showed up to his house, they actually first questioned him about the noose.
Right.
Nothing else.
Yeah, here,
because it's apparently illegal in Idaho to even own a noose.
So it's against the law to own a noose. It's not okay to demonstrate hate on your front lawn with the KKK snowman.
Right, and they didn't make him destroy the snowman.
Nope. Nope.
They just took his noose.
Still, they just made him take down the noose.
Yep.
And this dude lives, like, it's like 100 yards from an elementary school. So
what gets me about this article, though, is that they post not only, and I'm not going to say it, because it's already on there, is that they actually put on there his, okay, obviously his first name. He declined to say his last name. But they say exactly where he lives.
Yeah, they post his address.
What? Yeah, basically damn right his address. So any haters can totally just go to Idaho and rip him one. Or shoot him with one of the bullets he gave to their kids.
You know what I mean? It's really disturbing, though? I don't know if you saw a lot of these comments underneath this particular article. It's like about 50-50 that people are on this dude's side. I mean,
really?
it was kind of disturbing. The right of free speech?
Is that what the thing they're trying to hide behind?
Yeah, it's his personal property. He should be able to do whatever he wants. Well, he's not, quote-unquote, hurting anyone.
Here's the thing with liberty, and I've been harping on this for two and a half years on the show now. Do whatever you want as long as you are not impeding on the liberties of anybody else. That's the way the world should work.
Promoting violence.
You have the liberty to go home and stab yourself in the neck to death in your basement. You want to do it? You want to do it on your property? You're not going to hurt anybody else? Go ahead and do it. It's when you do it in the public place in front of everybody and then start playing with your dismembered organs while you're bleeding to death that it becomes an offensive issue. You have the liberty to walk around in your grandma's panties in your house. You don't have the liberty to go to Jet's Pizza in your grandma's panties.
Or a Seduce concert, a thong.
Don't fist small animals in your front lawn. Do it in your bathroom.
Exactly.
Do it in your own house.
Can you give a kid a... I don't even...
What gets me is, aren't these parents or aren't these kids with parents where they're handing out bullets? I mean, what? Why is that the next thing that he grabs? Why is that closest to the door when he's passing out candy? He's like, oh, I'm out of candy. I'm going to reach to the next bowl, which is full of bullets.
Unload my gun real quick, you know? Here, kid, have this. Here's blood on it with your back teeth.
Does it say that he was only giving the bullets to Jews and black kids, or does it say that he was just giving the bullets to kids?
It doesn't specify.
There is no racial specifications.
I think he's just some asshole that clearly has some racist feelings, doesn't discriminate and just wants to spread hate, period.
He just wants to kill everyone equally.
He just wants attention.
Yeah.
He wanted this.
He needs a little love.
Yeah. He doesn't have a girlfriend. I can guarantee it.
Yes, he does. He built
her. I doubt it.
He built her snowman in his front yard and gave it a noose, so that way if they wanted to get kinky, he had options.
He could tie up his KKK snowman. Oh, that'd be a sight to see when you're walking down the street. Not just a KKK snowman, but a dude fucking it.
Could that even be possible?
Yeah,
you wouldn't be able to, like...
It sounds like something that should have been done
on the Chappelle
Show. Somebody's
probably already done it, unfortunately.
Guaranteed.
You know, we just thought of it. That's already been done.
I don't have a penis, but I, from what I understand, if something is freezing cold, you wouldn't be able to maintain any sort of a boner, right?
Oh, you can.
When it's ice cold?
Yeah. Just saying.
You said that with a lot of certainty.
Yes.
Kind of troubled me.
Because you what?
Because...
You banged a bag of frozen peas before?
No.
Snow angel.
But it was cold once, and it stayed.
I had an experience with ice.
You're still not sticking your penis into a block of ice.
Well, no, I did.
Everybody looks at me. I didn't do it in a block of ice, but this was a long time ago in another life, and I hope my two daughters are not listening right now. But there was some ice cubes involved and a whole lot of water soon after. Right. But it can work.
Would you do that to yourself?
Well, I didn't stick it in a block of ice. I was with a woman. It was her idea.
And she's like, hey, I got this block of ice. I want to watch you bang it.
Well, it wasn't a block. No. You got to, no. We were in the act of of, you know,
fellatio.
No, not fellatio. Having sex. We were having sex, and in went the ice cubes, and out came the water. Simple as that.
That's not that simple. There's a lot of questions that are posed to that statement. In go the ice cubes, out come the water.
Where did they go in?
Her.
Okay.
All right, so that narrows it down to three places these ice cubes may have been. We have obviously the mouth.
No.
The anus.
No, this isn't Holden's colon here. Okay.
Wow.
This is Throbbing Bobby. It's not Olin's colon.
Throbbing Bobby Dance.
I was back in the day, but anyway, I'm happily married now. But back in the day, okay, I'm just saying. yes, ice cubes were involved, and it did work. So it does work. But I don't know about sticking into a block of ice or, more importantly, a Nazi snowman.
I love how we go from hatred to banging the fucking snowman.
Right.
Well, see, we're just trying to spread the love. We're looking at things.
We're trying to spread the love.
Snowmen mean love, too.
We're trying to find a balance with this offensive snowman. So fornicating with it, and hopefully it doesn't spread, but at least it's getting loved. Because obviously it's not if it's trying to hang African American children in Idaho.
That's
I don't
awful.
Approve.
No, I don't approve either. It's just stupid.
It's actually, you know,
we should egg his house. You know what I'm saying?
We should do more.
We should mail him something.
A noose.
I think we need to send him nude pictures of Big Baby P and see how he likes that.
Jesus.
Pat, I hope you're listening, buddy, because this would be the best thing that we could possibly do is send him naked pictures of you. Call us, 313-449-8500. This goes to any of our black listeners. If you're out there, David McDonald, I know you're out there. There's a couple other ones. Maybe Emmett from the Emmett and Rick Show, Wednesday nights on Tap Detroit, want to participate. Emmett, if you do, let's send this man black pictures of black males. His address is right here on the internet. So let's just send him all of the, quote, ebony porn that we can possibly find.
Male ebony porn.
I'm picturing, like, Big Baby P, like, laying back in, like, a sunshare with, like, his legs just, like, spread open with, like, some honey and stuff, like,
you
his fingers in his mouth.
She already has an image. She already has it.
I want it to be just, like, so, so raunchy.
First of all, it's Big Baby P. And if you know Big Baby P and you've ever met Big Baby P, it's Big Baby P.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he smoking a pipe?
Yes, a corn cob pipe.
Corn cob pipe.
I know. I want him wearing like a silk robe, corn cob pipe, with the robe open just so. So I can see, like, a nut flapped out on his leg, on his thigh.
And he's not even smiling. He's, looking away.
Like, with one of his hands, he's, like, rubbing his nipples. And there's, like, honey running down his chin.
All right. Joe, what happened at this chicken factory? Please, enlighten me.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me get organized here. Okay, Melbourne, Australia. Indian guy by the name of Mr. Sarel Singh.
Hello, my name is Sarel Singh.
Yes, age 34. Was killed in a chicken factory, which threw me off. I didn't know they made chickens in factories. apparently, there was this factory was already under investigation for its migrant workforce. And during this ongoing investigation, after a 4-hour shift, Mr. Sarel Singh was.
Sarel Singh.
He was.
You should make fun of this guy because
you sound just like him.
I know. I shouldn't. We shouldn't make fun of him.
This
but,
poor guy. This is awful.
He finished a 4-hour shift and was asked to clean a machine that was processing these chickens. And now, being in industrial workforce around heavy equipment, you shut things off. Please shut things off. Somebody didn't shut it off. Either that or the company may have said, don't shut it off because we'll lose production. On cleaning this thing, he was on a ladder hosing it off, and he got, quote-unquote, sucked in and decapitated.
Oh, no.
In a chicken factory. In a chicken factory, an Indian man was decapitated. I mean, you can't make this kind of shit up. To meet the quota the company wanted.
40 birds a minute.
40 birds a minute. Was
how,
what the machine
really
was,
what it says.
Was supposed to run at 40 birds a minute.
40 birds a minute.
Was what they wanted.
Those can't even be real chickens.
Now, when he was decapitated, the machine was running at full speed at 183 birds per minute.
So what? They're like just stick their like hand in here.
Are they cleaning them? Are they?
It didn't specify, but it gave one picture. Let me see if I can pull it up in a sec. But
did it like have his head packaged in shrink wrap?
How do you get sucked in? I mean, where do they have a vacuum system that sucks these fucking birds in, somehow processes them, and then spits them out the other? 183 fucking birds in a minute?
The only thing I can think of is, what movie was that where they, it was the Tom Cruise movie, where they had they came in from outer space, right? And then they had the big machines walking.
Oh, War of the Worlds.
That's what it was. Yeah. And then the thing went when it was hungry, and it would grab, you know, the whole, they would have the humans in like the chicken coop, right? And then it would grab it and then suck it up to eat it, and then all the blood would come out, right? And that's what they fed the machines.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds similar. Like they might have had them all in a, like an area, maybe in a, you know, in a coop. Type of thing. Imagine that. Imagine a chicken coop for chickens. But no, and like a, you know, in a boxed off or area, maybe he was in that area cleaning and, you know, he became somebody's lunch.
I just don't get it. I mean, what is this machine doing to where it, because it said it, he was instantly decapitated. I mean, did he fall in head first? How does I just don't get it. They left out so many details.
Dell fired him, and he has to do this, and this is what happens.
You know what's scary and disturbing is these places are already so disgustingly filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know that part of his brain matter is in my, you know, fucking...
Oh, yeah, your McChicken.
...package of chicken thighs.
Your next McChicken is going to have cerebrosis in it.
Is it with some sort of fast food chicken processing thing? It doesn't that get may into be. It, huh?
That may be. No, but this is the only picture they give of the factory. You see a bunch of people in white coats with hairnets on an assembly line, what appears to be, with chickens that are defeathered and deheaded. So maybe he found a deheading machine. On some sort of contract. I mean, it's just, it's like, looks
they're probably
fucking barbaric.
Going down the line, and then the thing just goes like that, you know, like a big guillotine. You know what I mean? That's what happened. He must have got caught.
Right here in this caption, it says, the Melbourne factory where Mr. Singh died was already under investigation over claims of unlawful and unethical treatment to its majority migrant workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quote, and I love people's quotes because... What is this even? It's absolutely horrific in a civilized society that we have the fact that these things still occur. Look, you're in a chicken processing plant. Accidents. How is it horrific that a machining accident happens? There's plenty of people that I know with missing fingers. And one of the guests that have been on the show, ABK, had his finger chopped off at a Chrysler stamping plant in Warren. Accidents happen.
What gets me is that it's quoted in the article that his brother... said that Mr. Singh was actually looking for a better life in Australia, but due to debts and loans, he could not leave this job that he quoted was as hell, and sure enough, gets decapitated.
Seems like that would be the most awful job in the entire world.
Yes.
And then it says, and then somebody else is quoted, it doesn't say who, it says, sadly for many immigrants, the reality of living in this nation is that it is not the utopia they had envisioned.
Nope. Well, absolutely not.
I think that's life.
Yeah, I was going to say,
if
there's anything I've learned from growing up, because when you're a kid, you look at adults and think that they got everything, you know what I mean?
It's all figured out. They know it all.
Right, and they don't. Everyone's totally clueless. I would have thought that by this time in my life, I'd have shit figured out. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing.
I thought, you know what? I thought, I'm 42. What all the way up till the age of 30, that I knew everything. That's how clueless I truly was. And then once I bought my first business and realized, what the hell did I get myself into?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That I knew nothing. And and ever since then, it's just been, I'm more and more clueless each day, you know, and I just try to look for the light. That's all. But, yeah, We're all trying to figure this out together, aren't we?
Absolutely.
What gets me is the
and the light is always in the darkest places.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What gets me is the things is you can't even, I mean, get somebody to do a job for you and say, hey, I'll give you $20 without it being somehow illegal to do that. You can't, there's no like actual honest trade for pay really anymore. There's so much paperwork involved in every damn thing you do.
The World Bank needs 25% of your money so they can run around and do whatever it is that they please to whoever they want without any repercussion whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's awful. I mean, but it's a cold, hard fact. It's reality. And we just got to make the best as people of, like, the rules that you know. I didn't set the rules. I didn't create the game. I was born into it. So
right.
I just try to do what's best for me and the people that I love and care about, and then try to project, you know, the happiness and help as many people as I can along the way, because I am one person that is pretty fortunate through my hard work. Like, oh, you're lucky. Yeah, you know, fuck you.
There's not a lot of luck to it. I work
7 fucking days a week. I work Christmas. I work Thanksgiving.
Right.
The only time I don't work is when I'm out of town. So I try to take these little sabbaticals 3 or 4 or 5 days here and there just to, you know, turn the brain off. But, you know, it's...
right.
There is. Everything is so convoluted now.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
You said with the paperwork, with this and that and the other. It's.
It reminds me of Nazi Germany. Where is your papers?
Yeah.
Where?
Let me see your identification. And then you just wave your hands and say, you don't need to see our identification. These are not the droids you're looking for.
No, that's...
It's
there's truth in there.
It's the way that it's getting on for it. You can't drive down the freeway without having fucking 20 cameras pointed on you. Then lo and behold, you want to smoke a joint while you're driving to work. Well, look the fuck out, because in every single goddamn intersection, everyone in this country has allowed people to put these cameras there. We are the citizens. We run this country. We signed up to run this country. We are the only ones that can change it. And if you're just going to bend over and take fascist dick, you get what you deserve. I, for one, am not going to take it. I will use the tools provided to me to push the show out that they have given me. But for other than that, I've had it. I've had it. Christmas is a time of family and giving and being together and finding love and support in the people around you. It's not getting the latest.
It's not putting Christmas decorations and shit up after Halloween.
No, and it's not getting the brand new edition of Rock Band either.
No,
that kind absolutely of nonsense. Not.
It's about the interaction with the people in your life that matter.
You're opening a can of worms with that, just saying.
Well, okay. but okay, and we'll go into that if you like.
No, it's okay. You don't want to.
All right.
As for like the decorations and all that kind of stuff, I don't think there's anything wrong or materialistic about that. I mean, if that's what brings people happiness, you know, traditions bring people happiness. And if that's
absolutely.
So
it's the happy Honda days. It's Black Friday. It's all this other unnecessary corporate crap.
Cyber Monday. We just had that. We just had that last Monday.
Yes, that's right.
So Cyber Monday, you know, Black Friday, you know, all these, you know, sweetest day, all these made up things just to try to get you, separate you from your money. And if, you know, I mean, I put up lights, okay?
Right.
And I also had the, what was it, the Dead Kennedys, right? No, not the Dead Kennedys, Black Flag. Henry Rollins, when he was in Black Flag. You ever heard the song Family Man? It's spoken word.
Yes.
Family Man. Family Man. Family man with your life all planned and your Christmas lights first up on the block. Family man, now you think you're a man, you ain't no man. And it was Henry basically,
I'm not a machine.
Yes, speaking out
machine
against the establishment, right? And and I totally get that, but you know what, I want my house to look decent, so I put lights up.
Right, but that's not a problem. That's not the thing that I have a problem with. I have the problem with the fact that it seems like it's totally stripped right now with the fact that it is about giving and it's about getting together with family. Like, I mean, you can decorate for your holidays. Like, that's
right.
Absolutely awesome, you know?
Right, but...
It's just nobody's realizing, they're like, oh, I got to do this, this has to be perfect, this has to be perfect. And they're not realizing that the whole point that everyone gets together is that it's an actual religious holiday and you're spending time with the loved ones that, in my family, I know that a lot of them I only see one time a year.
That's it.
You know, and like, that's what I look forward to in Christmas, but I don't look forward to after Halloween being it drilled into my skull
and Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer just pumped into my fucking head.
Oh, just nonstop and the Christmas music
had a
on
pack
the,
of rabbit
on WNIC, the Christmas music that starts November 1st. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's just too much, and I get that as well. I so get that, you know. It's just, I know, it's just nonstop. you know, and all the separate.
So bright.
That's it, and all the separate.
Help me rock crack tonight.
And all to separate you from your money, and that's all really what it is, you know.
And it started as a separation from the earth, which has become a separation from money and property, which is pretty much become a separation from self. And if you can recognize these things, you can combat it, and you can do what you need to do to just make sure that we keep on moving and we keep moving in a forward direction. Evolution, revolution. I posted on the OlinEzraShow.com, and we're going to end the show on that note. Evolution is revolution, and revolution is constant evolution. So, Bob.
Yes.
Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being a part of it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I mean, man, did this go by quick. I mean,
didn't it?
You know, yeah, bring some music. So I brought like 3 hours of music on CD, and I'm ready to play 50 songs on the guitar. And you know what? This is just awesome. I've just had such a great time. And you know what? This energy in here is positive. It's good. You guys are good people. And I
and
look
you
forward.
Are too. Thank you.
I look forward to working with you guys in the future. We'll be doing more stuff. And I want to pose something out to all of our listeners. If you can at all help out with this show in one way or the other, please do. You know, pick up the phone, make a phone call, maybe send Olin an email on his Facebook and whatnot. You know, these guys work hard, and they do it for the love of, you know, the human spirit. They're not getting paid to do this, and it costs them money. So, you know, the electricity is not cheap. You know, it costs money for the equipment in this room. I saw the equipment in the control room. Now I know why we're on a secured floor. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Top notch.
No,
I know what I'm doing.
I know the price tags on some of those.
Exactly.
Things.
It's a great show, and I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for doing something good and for giving back. Because,
thank you.
Thank you,
Bob.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
We do what we can do because it's all we can do.
That's great. Now, I think we're going to actually play a lick song, you said, right?
Maybe? We got two, and then you're going to play acoustically.
Yeah,
so
we're going to goof around a little bit, have some fun.
Cool, yeah, we're gonna get out of the booth, and we're going to get Bob set up here with his acoustic guitar. Dylan's got it all mic'd, and that's going to be great. We got two songs, and these are both lick songs.
No, one is myself and the late, great Cranford Nix, who, if all of our listeners go out, check him out, www.cranfordnix.com. Check him out. He's got a Facebook page, even though he's been deceased for 9 years. Also, check him out on MySpace. Just check the music out, because his music is how this town is feeling. And he wore his lyrics on his sleeve, and he's very true and gritty. And I think, you know, we've all been to the places that he sings about. And we've all been down at the bottom there, and that's how a bulk of his songs were. And so we'll hear that, but we're actually going to do a song, acoustic song, Drinking a Lot, that was one of the last songs he recorded, he did with me, and that's why it sounds so good. And then we're going to do a lick song, which is a cover of the old Billy Preston tune, Around in Circles, and our listeners are in for a treat, because you get to hear the great Tony Morocco from the Nasties, who's my guitar player. Wow, is he badass.
Nasties. Awesome.
Yeah, the Nasties. They've been around. They've played Pine Knob. They were a huge band in the 80s, did a lot of stuff with WLLZ.
Yeah, they sound really familiar.
Ron Perry's doing the Detroit Rocks movie project.
So
if there's any rockers out there with a history in Detroit, get a hold of him. You know, if you haven't done an interview or whatnot. We can make that happen and whatnot. But, the Nasties, Tony Morocco, great guitar player. We're going to play a song that we did at Rock City Studios, Mr. Pete Bankert. And, again, you know, there's a lot of great studios in this town. There's Metro Recording Studios, Kevin Sharp out there. You know, go give him a call. Give Chuck Alcazian a call. Chuck does very high-quality work. There's Harmony Park, downtown Detroit. They're a great studio. And then there's the Funkmeister, and a great dear friend of mine who I can't let the cat out of the bag and tell the secret yet. But I'm going to be doing something with Mr. Tino Gross at Funky D Studios from the Howling Diablos.
Nice. Ooh.
Yes. So that's going to be something that I'll lay on you when it's time. So thanks again for having me. This is great.
No, you guys thank you, man.
Thanks for coming in on such short notice. So.
Oh, my pleasure. Least I can do.
Awesome. So.
If you miss one more of our live shows, there's going to be a problem.
I was here today.
I mean, our live shows, though.
Oh, you're live. Oh.
Yeah. This isn't live. Everything we've said has been scripted.
Has it?
No. I mean, like our events.
Oh, you know the yes, the gigs. Oh, we're playing together. We are playing.
We are for sure.
Licks and the Pills, and it's gonna hurt.
Put some Black Irish on there.
And Avarice too, Joe's band.
Yeah. Oh, Avarice. Mm-hmm. Ah, I like that. That's a badass band.
a room full of musicians and one sarcastic asshole. Excellent.
And Olin's colon can take the whole show out.
Olin's colon. Just be careful where you eat.
So we're going to take you out to two tracks. So for myself, this has been yet another crazy informative episode for those of you that have chose to listen. The lovely Miss Dani Catastrophe.
Come to the Twisted Christmas Show. If anybody needs tickets, please, please hit me up on Facebook. I have several left, and I'll be more than happy to drop them off to you, mail them to you, et cetera, et cetera.
Mr. Joe Allen?
Beware of the chicken beheadings. Just saying.
For special guest co-host Bob Dancer, we're going to take you out to much more than just one. We're going to take you out to drinking a lot, around in circles. Then Bob's going to bust out his acoustic guitar and play a couple of unscripted tracks for you right before the Homeboy Show, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
I've got a song, ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no morals. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no morals. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a dance, ain't got no steps, no. Let the music move me around. I've got a dance, ain't got no steps, no. Won't let the music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no morals. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no morals. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I'm Bob Dance, ain't got no steps, no. Won't let the music move me around. I've got a dance, ain't got no steps, no.
moment music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Billy Preston, not guilty.
Stone in an old Cadillac. Didn't know where I was going except nowhere fast. Had a couple pills and a bottle of booze. Didn't have a future, had nothing to lose. Looking for a woman but not for love. I was searching for something, I was looking for lust. Rolling down the road, I was rolling stone. Headed down the road, my direction unknown.
Well, I've been drinking a lot, now baby I've been thinking of you, and I just don't know what to do.
Lightning flashing, full moon on the rise. When I looked up into the devil's eyes, well, he grabbed my soul and he grabbed my hat, and I knew right there and then that I wasn't going back. Lightning flashing, everything was green. Oh my God, it looked so mean. Didn't have a future, didn't have a doubt. Oh my God, I couldn't get out.
Well, I've been drinking a lot, now baby I've been thinking of you, and I just don't know what to do.
Down. I was heading down the road, my direction unknown. Well, I got a lot of friends and they're all dead. I'm slowly dying from all the stress. If you ask me one thing, baby, I don't give a damn, no, no. Woke up stone in an old Cadillac. Didn't know where I was going except nowhere fast. Had a couple pills and a bottle of booze. Didn't have a future, had nothing to lose. Looking for a woman but not for love. I was searching for something, I was looking for lust. Rolling down the road, I was rolling stone. Heading down the road, my direction unknown.
I've been drinking a lot, now baby just don't know what to do. Well, I've been drinking a lot, now baby I've been thinking of you, and I just don't know what to do. And I just don't know what to do.
All right, all right. I'm Bob Dancer, and this is a song from my best friend, Cranford Nix.
Well, born losers and drug abusers, they're all friends of mine. Got no cash, pain in the ass, not worried about the time. Day and night, high as a kite, that's how I'm gonna live. Seen in the gutter, could I have another? Ain't got nothing to give. Too many problems, too many cigarettes, too many women, man, way too many regrets. cigarettes. You know I don't care that I didn't go anywhere. I don't really give a damn. I got lightning in my vein, thunder in my brain, and I don't know where to go. Driving full throttle and sleeping in a bottle. I didn't plan on getting old. I'm trying to look sexy for some sluts with money. I hear they dig destitute. Or a drink, you can sleep with me. I'll be your prostitute. Too many problems, too many cigarettes, too many women, man, way too many regrets. You know I don't care that I didn't go anywhere. I don't really give a damn. Oh, I don't care that I didn't go anywhere. I don't really give a damn.
All right, we're going to do another one as soon as I get my headphones back on. And this song is called Spiders and Snakes.
Fucking liars and fucking cheats. I need some space to breathe. I got fucking headaches and fucking pain. I've been tripping right down the drain. I got thieving friends and man, I don't need that. Don't understand where their heads are at. They don't care, man, and you don't care. Why are you so unaware? Can't you see what you're doing to me? I found a way to dull the pain, and I'm not going back to reality again. I said I'm hanging out with the spiders and the snakes. I'm just trying to forget about all of the mistakes. Well, my fucking girlfriend's just a fucking drag. She's got shit that I don't have. She's fucking stupid and she's fucking dumb. Supplies the money and she gives me drugs. I got her pregnant, now I'm a dad. I can't remember and I did or said. Fucking loser, said fucking joke. Trying to see the road through the marijuana smoke. Can't you see what you're doing to me? I said I found a way to dull the pain, and I'm not going back to reality again. I said I'm hanging out with spiders and the snakes. I'm just trying to forget about all of the mistakes that I've made. All of the mistakes that I've made, that I've made. All of the mistakes that I've made, that I've made. All of the mistakes that I've made, that I've made, that I've made.
All right, thank you very much. This was the Olin Ezra Show. Please check it out. Please come to the Twisted Christmas Show at the Hayloft on December 18th. It's $10. Hit them up for tickets. And if you're on the west side, come see the Mitch Ryder and Lick show at the Token Lounge. That's $17.50 for those tickets. All right. I'm out. Peace out. God bless you all.